We Protestern is a new performance piece about cowboy culture, debuting at the Rhubarb Festival at Toronto's Buddies in Bad Time Theatre. Two Winnipeggers, performance artists Coral Maloney and Ian Mosden, created the piece, and they join me now in the studio. Welcome, Coral, and welcome, Ian.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming down. So I wanted to talk about first just what the piece looks like. I went on the Rhubarb Festival website, and it was described as a frenetic protest and performance. Can you describe some of the action in the performance?
For sure. I'm not sure where the word frenetic came from or the degree to which we wanted to foreground that as being one of the key components. In a way, like the performance is very controlled for most of it, but there is a frenetic element at the end. And this was a part that we already did in Winnipeg at Steers and Queers, which was where we originally performed it, is a part where Coral spits pork and beans on me. And I smear it on myself, and then I on all fours, I squeal like a pig and go into the audience. And it was interesting because people had to sort of move out of the way of the dirty pig. And Coral came in with an extension cord that was also a lasso, yelling at me to, you know, get on out of here, get on out of here, and eventually lasso me, and then imprisoned me on stage, and then we moved on to the next action. So that's sort of the freneticness about it is that sort of there's this moment of sort of chaos and high pitched squealing and a sort of cowboy rancher yelling.
I think they may need to change the definition of frenetic to that, because I can't think of anything more frenetic than what you just described. Wow, that's great. Coral, in the piece, you're tackling the fetishization of cowboy culture. Can you talk about how and where cowboys are fetishized?
Well, I guess there's sort of different ways you can look at it, and I think with our piece, it's not so much trying to tackle all of cowboy culture, but we were asked to do a performance that had to do with the West and country and Western as a sort of a theme. So cowboys as part of that genre and kind of set of images is sort of what we're dealing with and looking at. So because cowboys, it's really a job, and it's a job that's done all over the world by lots of different kinds of people. But we're specifically looking at what is happening in, I guess, Western North America in terms of the culture. And I guess it happens all over the world, actually, in terms of glorifying the idea of country and Western. So that is kind of a worldwide
phenomenon.
Idea. Or Yeah, and there's a lot of frenzy in different parts of pop culture around, just like that.
That's the thing.
Kind of just, you know, people just getting excited about those images.
And is it cowboys in queer culture specifically that you're tackling in any way?
That's certainly part of what we're looking at, because there's kind of an idea that, there is a stereotype and also a real reality in a lot of places where rural places or places that kind of have a country and Western, I guess, stereotype attached to them aren't necessarily safe for queer people. So that there's an idea that, I guess, kind of maybe if we make it sexy in the queer community, or if we dress up like cowboys, or if we dress up like saloon girls, then we're taking back something from this kind of place that was maybe more oppressive otherwise. And so there's an idea that's generally sort of out there that if we, you know, put that on in another way and change it and act in new ways around that theme and around those genres, then we're taking it back and there's a new idea. So we're dealing with that also in the performance, what it means to have that kind of existing in our different communities.
And so I mentioned earlier that the performance is taking place in Toronto. It's at the Rhubarb Festival. Why was this a festival you wanted to be part of?
Oh, well, Coral, you had applied for this performance to be considered for the lineup, and I had already attended it three times in the past with different kinds of performances. And the festival is very open to different ways of staging subject matters that could be difficult. these sorts of things are happening at the festival. So it, in a way, it was a really perfect fit because we were both making comments about queerness and then also about a kind of a political stance, which was very timely in a way, considering all of what's going on with Idle No More. And these sorts of things. So it was kind of perfect timing in a way.
And do you have plans to do it here in Winnipeg? Will there be a Winnipeg performance coming up?
We're actually doing another performance in Montreal in mid-April of this same performance or some version of it. We're finding that as we work at the material, it really changes and shifts and we learn more and more about the topics all the time. And so we'll see if it's actually the same version that gets presented in Montreal. But hopefully at some point we'll be performing it in Winnipeg as well. It's definitely, I mean, this is where we live and we want to show it here too. We're just busy getting ready for Toronto right now.
Yeah, well, it sounds great. So I think myself and a lot of other Winnipeggers would really like it if there was a performance here. I wanted to ask you just moving away from the show a bit, and it is our Fund Drive show today, and we are raising money for independent media. So I wanted to ask just, you know, as artists, as independent artists who are doing things that, you know, maybe not mainstream performance pieces, how does independent media help you as artists or help you build community?
Well, I mean, you folks here on Mud and Water were kind enough to have myself and Natasha Torres-Garner on your show a few months back for a Young Lungs Dance Exchange interview, I guess. We were talking about what was happening with a production around that. So, I mean, that's one really simple connection that, I mean, this particular show has been really supportive of the arts in terms of my own work, but also in terms of other people's work, and just talking with lots of other local people. You're raising issues that are happening here, which is something that isn't happening as much as it could be in other forms of media. So it's really exciting to see that there are people who are looking for that and actively looking for stories that are highlighting what's happening locally. And I think that also allows us to hear not only perspectives, but also just the news and allow new discussions to happen, because there's space for that, for those conversations to begin and to continue. So that's one thing that I want to say about independent media.
Oh no. And I think this is maybe my fifth time being on a show. I've been on a number of them in various contexts with different interviewers and with different people. And I've always found the process of coming here, us being interviewed, talking about what what we're going to discuss, meeting people here, and then that sort of resonates into the future. So the sort of strengthening of the bonds between ourselves as the artists, and that we sort of come in together and do these sorts of conversations and this sort of format in which it all kind of unfolds. And so it sort of strengthens our sense of what we're doing, and then we get to sort of project that out into the world, and then with you guys in terms of like how sort of multifaceted your understanding becomes of the world that you're in, that you're not going to be getting at a media outlet that's just focusing on a Beyonce lip syncing or something like that, that really doesn't have too much to do with us here. So it really fosters that kind of intense sort of awareness of the community. So yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for coming in, and good luck in Toronto.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with performance artists Carl Maloney and Ian Mosden, and their performance We Protestern opens at the Rhubarb Festival in Toronto on February 20th. And there is more information on the festival at buddiesinbadtimes.com.